Fostering is caring for a child in your own home when they can't stay with their own families. Foster carers come from all walks of life, and what's important is your interest in caring for a child, not your marital status, your sexuality, your age, or your bank balance. Oxfordshire County Council's fostering team look after over 400 children. This may be because of a crisis or because of concerns for a child's safety. Fostering can be challenging, but it can also be very rewarding. Over the next few days, we'll be looking at the different types of fostering and dispelling some myths about who can and who can't foster by meeting those who do.
Well, we were approved last January. We've had our first placement for the last 4 months. We've been married for a couple of years and we don't have children of our own, although my husband's got children, so we have them regularly and they are part of our lives, and we just thought that there was something that we could give to children without having our own and really make a difference to kids that need us. You're always going to have concerns. You always think, you know, am I good enough, or what about this or what about that, but you've just got to go for it. If you want to do it, speak to someone that's already doing it, or speak to a social worker, speak to the council, and they will satisfy any concerns that you've got. And at the end of the day, all it boils down to is, could you provide a loving home? And everything else is really of no concern. Don't be put off before you've even spoke to someone.
Shirley does short-term fostering, which means she'll look after children for anything from a few days to 18 months. After that time, they may return home to their parents, or they may go into long-term fostering or be put up for adoption.
She's now toilet trained that she wasn't before. They've both got delayed speech and language and understanding, and that's starting to come up. They're eating, they're sleeping really well. It's just stability. All that we're doing is just putting stability into their life and routine, and just seeing them thrive from it, really. She's just had her first day of school and I had a good cry, like as if she was my own. But it's such a proud moment to see how they were when they came to me, and what they'd been through and their difficulties and their life. To sending her off for her first day of school was just the most rewarding time you could imagine. It was worth it. It's so fulfilling to know that every day I get up for a day of work and know that I'm changing someone's life. You know, I'm not just going and sitting in an office. I'm changing someone's life. It's not like any job you'll ever have. It's the most rewarding thing you could ever do. You know, every day that you have them, you're changing their life. You know, and how can you not want to do that?
Oxfordshire County Council are always looking for new foster parents. If you'd like to find out more, just visit oxfordshire.gov.uk/fostering or call one of the team on Oxford 323 128.